This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Short week, long on the issues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the morning open, the incredible shrinking home values, North Korea blasting at the markets, and the star of the show could be a lot of hot air. First, where's Wall Street? The S&P 500 at this hour, right now, flat. And the NASDAQ, about down, up about 0.7%. The Dow, pretty much flat as well, up about 11 points at 82.88. European markets lower right now, 1 to 2%. In Asia, markets fell. Korean shares lost 2%. Japanese stocks lost 0.33%. Let's check in with Julie Neiman right now, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, joining us live from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
Let's talk about this North Korea missile firing test today. They did a couple of them. They did that nuke test yesterday. It seems to be affecting markets. What goes into the psyche of an investor, Julie, when we have this political situation unfolding?
Well, nobody's shocked over North Korea's behavior. It's very consistent, but it's another reason to be very cautious. And we've got investors very nervous here, simply because stocks aren't cheap. If you look at the S&P 500 with the price-earnings multiple, depending this year and next year, it's between 15 and 22. That's not cheap. So any kind of news to hit the market is going to cause investors to rethink everything.
Today, Julie, another gauge tells us that the economy of real estate is barely coughing along. Analysts had expected some encouraging news from the Case-Shiller Housing Price Index, but instead it showed prices took a nosedive in the first quarter, more than 19%, the most in its 21-year history. Does anyone really know when this thing will bottom out?
Well, the estimates these days are going on to possibly 2012, simply because of the banking industry as well. Spite of the fact that we've got new housing construction basically is stabilized, no increase there. Demand is a little bit better. Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and all the money flowing into Fannie and Freddie has made mortgage money available to some extent. But home prices are still falling, over 30% over the last couple of years, and that's the key thing. There's not going to be much of a pickup until you see better job growth and income are still falling.
So they're all interconnected.
You've got it.
All right. Julie Neiman joining us this morning from St. Louis. Thank you.
You bet.
We appreciate it. Well, people are trying to sell their homes for the most they can get. The Obama administration is trying to help some homeowners stay in those homes if they run into trouble. They've been looking to loan modifications, but a new report suggests they aren't stopping defaults. From Miami, here's Marketplace's Dan Gratch.
Fitch Ratings will release a report this week that shows subprime loans that have been modified still fail more often than not. Fitch studied mortgages bundled into securities from 2005 to 2007. The report's conservative projection was that up to 75% of modified loans would fall behind in payments within a year. Chris Mayer is a professor of real estate at Columbia Business School. He says loan modifications are actually delaying a housing recovery.
History has suggested it's much better to have the foreclosure take place quickly and to move that property into the hands of somebody who can afford it and who wants to live in that house.
The Fitch report says that public pressure has led many mortgage companies to assist too many homeowners. Kim Rupert is with Action Economics.
It is a downward spiral, and it just has to work itself out, unfortunately.
In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
You know that appliance or electronic device with the Energy Star symbol on it? That means it uses less energy, right? It's a good thing, right? We're learning the way we get to that little star may be a bit deceptive. Is it a scam? Let's ask Marketplace's Caitlin Carroll from the Sustainability Desk.
Okay, no, it's not a scam. It is, however, a program with problems. Steven Saltzman is a deputy editor at Consumer Reports. He says the results are questionable because the Energy Star program relies on data provided by manufacturers.
We're not saying that they lie, but the testing procedures that they're following allow them to report data that's just simply not accurate.
Consumer Reports checked a few Energy Star-rated refrigerators and found the claims fell short. The manufacturers had taken measurements with ice makers turned off. That's not typical use. Also unusual, testing a dishwasher with a clean load, but some were tested that way.
There's nothing that indicates to us that there is a problem or that we're getting incorrect information from manufacturers.
Maria Vargas is from the EPA. She says her agency and the Department of Energy test bestsellers to make sure the self-certifications are accurate. They also raise standards every year, so Energy Star appliances exceed average efficiency rates. Vargas says those appliances can drop household utility bills by a third.
He said Bosch doesn't have the water softening, but then...
At Absolute Appliances in Hollywood, California, Meryl Akhmajian cares about those savings.
We don't want anything extra that takes extra space or... you know, extra energy. We just want it to be compact and usable.
They should, all of them should have an energy guide.
The manager of the store, Edward Tellis, is helping Akhmajian find a new dishwasher. Tellis says a lot of utilities and states also offer rebates for Energy Star appliances.
There are some customers, that's their first thing, is energy. Energy efficiency, or it could be, you know, that it's green. That's really the new hit big word.
Saltzman from Consumer Reports says as all appliances become more efficient, Energy Star standards should be raised higher and faster.
You've got to raise the bar. You've got to make it that much harder for companies to get there so that, you know, people are buying what is genuinely the most efficient.
President Obama has called on the Energy Department to do just that. And a bill supporting the same aim is moving through the Senate. In Los Angeles, I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
Maybe you've got one of those ice makers or dishwashers with a little star on it. Tell us how they work or whether they work at our website, marketplace.org. Plus, share your thoughts there. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, is in the scratch pad. Well, he's not in it, but he'll help you around the scratch pad at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.